Great. So very good to see you again. We had a very intensive week before the Easter break. So how are you? You have been doing your homework actively since we last met?
Very actively. It's been
Yes.
very challenging, but also very rewarding, I must say. And
Great. Great.
I really enjoyed it.
Good, and we
You
followed.
should be,
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, you should keep this Moodle open so that we can still exchange emails and ideas and everything. So, because we are going to miss that after all this time.
Yes, that's actually, if I share the agenda for today, that's one of the issues we are going to talk today in the afternoon session, that how could we stay connected after this training? Because one of the ideas of this teacher training in Fordham project is that we would be building a kind of network for digital mentoring and sharing experiences and ideas. So in the afternoon, we are going to ask for your ideas. How would you like to do that? So yes, I agree, because we were actively reading your peer reviews to each other, and there were very good tips both on like on content and tools and methods and everything. So I think you have been already doing very valuable sharing, and we would like to offer you the option, the possibility to do that later after this training as well. So very good point. So what we are going to do today is that we're going to spend this first session discussing about your course plans, and also discussing about some issues that have come up when reading your course plans, and also in your peer reviews, and you were actively asking questions and more information from each other. And then in the afternoon session, we will, based on the course plans, we will give you a very short revision of the ABC model to some issues that were in your course plans and also in these peer reviews. And also, I will give you a short demonstration of using Flinga, because I noticed that you have been using it, and as we discussed in the Eastern week, that this was not really a training for the tools, but as I noticed that many of you liked this Flinga and will be using it, then I will give you a short demonstration of that, kind of tips how to use it and examples. And then we will discuss on some lessons learned during the pandemic, with the kind of point of view that what would you bring to the new normal or next normal, so to say, and also about this networking, how to stay connected after this training. And then after the training this week, we will provide you, each one of you, personal feedback from the trainers, like me and Lisa will be giving you feedback, and your certificate of participation by email. And we will keep your access to Jyväskylä University's Moodle, meaning this course area, until the end of June. And I hope meanwhile we will be able to get a solution how to keep contacted after the training as well. And we will discuss this in Fordham Projects Digital Academy project meeting tomorrow, but I would we would like or day after tomorrow, but we wanted to have your ideas as well. So just a short reminder of the learning goals of this training. These were the main goals: understanding the concept of digital competencies using this European Union's Digital Comp Edu framework, and also learning how to use digital resources in your teaching, in a flexible and comprehensive and effective way, and also learn how to use this ABC model in your learning design, in case you want to use it. And actually, we would like you to discuss this topic first in the smaller groups. We will divide you randomly to small groups, and we will give you approximately 20 minutes to discuss what new ideas or models or tools did you take to your course plan from this training or from the peer feedback, because we noticed that there were very good tips in the peer feedback as well. So this is kind of, we are saving you from answering yet another feedback survey. So we wanted to get the feedback and ideas from you this way. And then we will have a look at it together. And also, so you have two topics to discuss. So first one is, what new ideas or models or tools did you take to your course plan from this training, either from the trainers or from the peer feedback or ideas shared in the discussions forums or whatever, but related to this training. And then we would also like you to discuss, how did you find this process of developing your course plan and providing feedback? Meaning that if you compare this process that we did in this course to your kind of regular process of course design, how was it different? What were the good points in that there? Because, for example, we think that you might not usually get this kind of interdisciplinary feedback, like professor of chemistry giving feedback to an English course of the language center as an example. So this kind of ideas and opinions of this process that we put you through, we would like to hear. So compared to your normal process of planning courses, what were the benefits or things that were not working that well in this course? Are we clear with these topics? Yes, great. And now that we are at the moment, we have 9 participants. I will randomly add you to 3 breakout rooms, and me and Lisa will drop in to share you the link, which is in the chat as well. And you will have 20 minutes, so about half past whatever your time is, we will get you back to the main room. Okay, see you soon.